All right, 888-957-9570. Let's go to Chris in San Jose. Hi, Chris. Thank you for calling.
Hey, what's happening, gentlemen? Hey, Mark, before I get into it, I want your permission.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not saying it. I'm just quoting analysts, pundits, people who don't really matter. Am I allowed to use the word genius when referring to Kyle Shanahan in what I would say to him?
You are absolutely allowed to use it. My thing is everybody else isn't allowed to be offended by that as if the word has been emblazoned on the back of his neck like a tattoo and that the whole world calls him a genius. That's what I reject. If you'd like to use it, knock yourself out.
Understood. Beautiful. Marky Mark, we're on the same page.
Come on, Chris.
Here's what I would say to Kyle. Kyle, half of the world out there wants to label you as a genius, one of the ahead of the game, one of the best play callers in all of NFL history. The other contingency of people are calling you vanilla, predictable. So, Kyle, it's time to put up or shut up. Everything that you said earlier, guys, Dibbers, you got to pull whatever's in that bag, a cat, a dog, a bunny, whatever's in that bag. I need him to pull everything out of that bag, all right? No more excuses. No more, we're down, guys. Listen, you have the lead at the end of the first half, and you consistently lose leads. It's not you, quote-unquote, Bo in the game. I know it's not all you, but it's time to put up or shut up. Put your foot on Green Bay's neck if and when you have a lead this weekend. No more excuses, buddy. I'm tired of it, okay? And like Dibber said, put Mason in the damn game. Kyle said, we used Mason a fair amount last year. Guess what, Kyle? He averaged under 3 touches a game. What are you talking about? This exact usage of CMC is why he got hurt in the first place. So it's time to wake up, be a motivator of men, which I know you're not, Kyle, but it's time to motivate these boys. Go put your throat on somebody's neck and save the season. Gentlemen, you have a good day. Take it away.
Thank you, Chris.
That was a little bit more than 30, but I like
okay.
it.
Yeah,
he brought it home.
He bit a kneecap.
Yeah.
Is what he did.
He's saying we need more dogs.
Yeah. Niners are dogs.
Yeah.
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
Thank you, Dan.
First time in 30 games.
Now, that's a motivator of men, but I also like the Kyle Shanahan, he doesn't motivate the guys narrative. What do you think about that?
I don't think that these guys need to be motivated. And if you need to be motivated as a pro football player, then you're in the wrong profession. I don't believe that the notion of, and what I'm hearing him say, and a lot of people is, we need a Robert Saleh, somebody who's going to run on the field.
We need
Sean McVay, somebody who's going to flex and run in the end zone and jump up and down with the team. Well, that might work for some team and some players, and it might also not work for those same guys. When you have a room full of 53 men, all 53 of them need to be motivated in different ways. And really, I think NFL teams are motivated by Debo and Trent and a boombox and a huddle, in the tunnel, a tunnel huddle, and it's like, all right, you guys ready?
I'm with you.
And it's the linebacker group when they get together, and Fred's going crazy. Well, we're going to point to this guy. We're going to point to that guy.
I'd also argue this. First of all, I think half the Eagles think that Sirianni, for example, is a doofus, and he's a rah-rah guy. I would say this. Don't mistake the lack of rah-rah for a lack of motivation. Like, in other words, there's many ways to motivate people. I think you're motivated, if you're a football player, by the opportunity to win. I think you're motivated by an executive staff that you feel is straight with you. And so everything that I've ever been told by anyone who's played for Kyle or around Kyle is that the group is very motivated because they feel like they are a part of a system and a group that works and that they're not being given the runaround. You can look around the league and you can see who sort of has their sideline together and who doesn't. And I know that a bunch of holding penalties and false starts will make it look like it's a bleep show, but that's sort of different. That's undisciplined. And yes, that's on Kyle, but I don't think that speaks to disarray in the locker room. The Jets, the Raiders, teams like this around the league, the New York Giants right now, that's where you're like, dude, we're in disarray. and we've got Discord at the top, and nobody knows what's what and who's where and all this stuff. The Niners are not one of those teams. I don't think motivation is the issue with this
group. I don't either. It's execution, and I also think that it's scheme. And he's done it one way for a long time, and I look at the way they've been doing it of late, and it hasn't been working, and you have to look at what are those reasons. Maybe it's McCaffrey's not quite 100% and ready to dominate, and Debo is a step slow, and he's not a true receiver, and Ricky's a rookie, and you didn't have George, and whatever the reasons are, you've got 5 days now to figure this out, going to Green Bay, where you mentioned it, you are an underdog for the first time in 30 games, and Green Bay's a team that can score. So this one doesn't feel like one you can win 17-16. This one feels more like, even if you get to that 24-point barrier, you might need more.
You might. I mean, they just won a game 20-19 over the weekend. Like, Jordan Lovell also, he'll throw you a pick now.
Every time.
He'll throw you a pick.
Almost every game.
He did it in the playoffs a couple of times, and what's the number this year? He's up toward the top of the league. He's double-digit interceptions, right?
Yep. Only Tennessee, Carolina, and Indy have thrown more picks than the Packers.
And remember, Jordan has missed like three games. He's thrown a lot of picks.
Yeah, they have 11 as a team. So
I think he's got most of them. I honestly do.
Yeah, if you give me just a second, he's got all of
them. Dial it up.
He's got all of them.
He's got all of them.
And Malik has zero.
How many games has he played? Seven?
Eight.
He's played eight games. Yep. He's thrown how many picks?
Just 11.
That's a lot of picks.
In modern football,
That's a lot of picks.
His 11 picks lead the NFL.
Okay. Quentin in Charlotte. Hi, Quentin. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
If I could speak to Shanahan, I would say, you remember Wendell Tyler and Roger Craig back in the day?
Sure.
Yeah, I think they should use Mason and McCaffrey in the same like manner. It'll open up a whole lot of stuff, and I'm curious to see how that would work. And, you're sitting on a lot of talent. You don't sit on talent. Find a way to put them in and put them both in. And it would elongate each one of their careers.
Quentin, thanks. A lot of people are on this right now, and I am not in disagreement at all. I do wonder, though, this whole idea, I don't think it's a fire and ice situation. In other words, I don't think that this should be an even 50-50 split. Christian McCaffrey is Christian McCaffrey. And his unique skill set and what he does to a defense in terms of what they need to think about in guard, I think does need to be on the field the majority of the time. But I'm with you that, A, they could share the field sometimes. And I also, when Jordan goes in, you'd love to see him get, like, let him stay in there for a little bit. And even do what the Lions do. How about a full series where Christian is just the third down back? Because he can come in and catch a pass. But let Jordan have first and second down for a whole series. Once a half. You know, something like that I could see.
Or even more than once a half. And you see a lot of it. You and I were talking about the Commanders off the air before the show. And Detroit's a great example where they almost never are on the field together. It's Gibbs, you get the next 10, and then Montgomery, and they both do well.